Welcome back to more JR Morning on WJR from the newly restored Michigan Central. Sponsored by OHM Advisors and Tajan Automotive Systems. Once again, here are Guy, Lloyd, and Jamie.
Michigan Central, the history of it, we know, dedicated in January of 1914, but all the celebration yesterday and today moving forward is about the future, the next, 100 years. Carolina Plazinski is here, COO and Head of Innovation Services for Michigan Central Station. You will play a role in what the future holds here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what is your role here, and how will you play a part in filling the upper floors and getting innovation and collaboration going?
Yeah, sure. So we are focused on, how do you advance technologies? When Bill Ford had this vision about Michigan Central, it was that the problems are too hard for one company to solve on their own. So how do you bring the right pieces together, academic, corporate partners, industry partners, startup companies, that really create this ecosystem and get the flywheel going so that you can advance technologies faster and you can get to market faster? And so I work with the startups and have been working with NewLab to create the environment. My team focuses on creating kind of the innovation infrastructure. So we have partnerships with the Port of Monroe. We have partnerships with the state of Michigan to create an airspace. And the goal for Michigan Central is to do real world testing. So you can do alpha testing, I'll call it, in a controlled setting. But when you get here, it's more beta testing. It's in real streets, real environments, real people participating. We're doing deliveries that impact people, so there has to be purpose driven behind the technology and pilots that we do. And so we create the conditions for people to be able to come here to do that.
You may be the coolest landlord in the world, right? I mean, because you're inviting all of these deep thinkers into one space. But you're also a little bit like Brad Holmes with the Lions. You're just not filling slots. You need to make sure that those pieces have the potential to synergize so that the whole is larger than the sum of the parts.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. The startups really are the attraction point. We have to get the startups right and the work that they're doing right. The industry, they need their first customers, which are the industry partners. And this helps the industry partners fast track. I've been at Ford for 25 years, and there was always this thing that's like, do you build it, do you buy it, or do you partner? And so this is that buy or partner with these startups to actually move forward faster.
How does collaboration work logistically? I mean, if you're a company and you're trying to get ahead and be the number one, how are you going to collaborate with the company down the hallway?
Yeah, so there's a lot that's pre-IP, right? The IP really is part of the implementation now. It's not in the upfront work. And so all that upfront work can be done together. And that's what these startups are doing. They are creating solutions. They're creating technology products. They're working. These companies are like, okay, Mythos AI, I'll use as an example. They're a company. We have a partnership with the Port of Monroe, and they map the seafloor. Because if you're going to have autonomous shipping, you got to know where that tide's changing. And so that's something everybody can use. There's nothing special about that. It's a table stake if we're going to do autonomous shipping.
I want to ask you a question that I also asked of Josh Seiferman, which is, take me 10, 15 years in the future. Right now, there are cars on these roads. Will there be drivers in them? How busy will the skies be with drones? Just kind of take me into this vision of the future a decade or more hence.
Sure. I think anything's possible, and I think we don't even know some of those things. The conversations we're having today really are around AI and responsible AI, and there's an entire lineup of folks here today because I think that's an underlying technology for everybody. We have a 3-mile perimeter. We can fly drones, and we're the first urban area to be able to do that. You can find that in rural spaces, but what happens when you have these buildings? We have rail behind them. There's a conversation that drones should follow the rail line because they're already there and it's safe. And so those are the things we have to test if that's going to become real. And that's why we exist.
The idea that Bill Ford said having the best talent wins and attracting them is important, that's part of this whole grand reopening of Michigan Central. But you've proven that you can attract people already right next door. They're here.
We have a NewLab celebrated 100 companies this month here, 100 startups that are Detroiters. 60% of them are Detroiters, and then the 40%, they're coming from around the world, around the country. And they're moving here. And we are seeing growth. So the startups actually grow much faster than larger companies. They have, we have companies that have had to move out of the building and take a bigger space because when you get too big, you start changing the culture in that room, in that building. So we get you to a certain size and we'll move them over to the station. Or
time to leave the nest.
Time to go. Exactly. Exactly. And so we're seeing the growth. These companies are staying here. We're working with the city to help find them other locations. And the talent, we are training people on the new technologies. We're looking to say, what is the talent that we need? How do you upskill people? And working with the universities to bring those college students here so that they stay.
Well, I love the fact that, and Bill Ford said this in his interview with our friend Evan Skillian, is that we're not cannibalizing these people from other places.
Right.
We're not creating vacancy. In more than half the cases, we're bringing people in, or we're bringing people that didn't have a place to begin with.
Yeah.
So we're not creating problems for other communities while we're doing this down here.
That's exactly right. It's exactly right. The startups, you know, when you think about a startup, you have limited resources. So we're trying to provide all of those resources. We have shop space. We have assembly space. We want to, because otherwise they're working at home. So how do we get them here? They're not. We're not taking that from anybody, right? The corporates, they want to be close to it. So this isn't like a corporation moving in and taking the whole train station. This is the right teams partnering, coming into the train station or other buildings that we'll have and partnering with some of the other startups.
Last night, Governor Whitmer was here, Mayor Duggan was here, and so I think the state of Michigan, the city of Detroit, any city really, really paying attention to problem solving here, right? And you can collaborate with them, too, for legislative issues, too.
That's exactly right. We have a public-private partnership that we created with the state and the city in 2022, and that's because of that very reason. So I'll use aerial as the example. When we started looking at aerial, we brought everybody together, and Michigan was in number 19 in the rank of readiness. And so if we're going to be ready for this industry, we sat down with the city, with the state, and said, how do we do that together? And so the 14th, maybe the 13th floor in the train station, when you look out, right now you have to have your eyes on drones everywhere. You can't fly them without that. So you look out of the 14th floor, and we have this huge radius, and you can see for miles. So together, we partnered with the state. We created this space. The FAA is partnering with us, and we are using that as a drone operations center. And so that's the stuff you can do when you have the city and the state working with you.
Well, and I mean, while you were at the concert last night and it's all about the celebration, you're going to welcome your first visitors, the first public visitors today, the 60,000, which, by the way, I think we're making some news in that you're going to be, there's some new opportunities for people to sign up and come down here for the next week.
Yeah, yeah, we are going to open that up.
But you're going back to work. When
I'm
you leave here, you're going back over to New Lab, and tell me what you're doing. I mean, it's about increasing the size of these platforms.
Yeah, it is. Today we have about 250 industry partners that are coming for a full forum on AI, and we're going to be having those tough conversations today and figuring out how do we do this together.
Really cool stuff. Just so impressed by what's been done to the brick and mortar building and what's being done for the future when it comes to innovation and people. Thank you so much, Carolina Plazinski, COO and Head of Innovation Services for Michigan Central Station. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And at 8:49, we're going to take a look from the outside looking in, the Consumer Technology Association. They're the ones that do CES. What do they think about what's happening here? We'll get a third-party view next on JR Morning.